Please fire up our favorite song.
Remember when I called you on the telephone? You were so far away. It was raining in New York, did I forget to say? It was later than I wanted it to be, on an early summer's night. The kind when you can't help but feel alive and free. And I told you, from here on out, it's just you and me.
Chick Chick Chick, or 3 exclamation points with OOO from their new 6th studio record, As If, on Warp Records. We had a great time seeing them and boogieing with them a couple weeks ago here in Portland, and that's a hell of a great way to begin episode 186 of Pump Up the Volume, Highly Emotional. I'm James Evan Pilato from MediaMonarchy.com. We got all the lowdown on the great new music around this week. Benjamin Verdos, Beliefs, Eleanor Friedberger, and the aforeheard Chick Chick Chick. But right now, let's hear Merchandise featuring Dum Dum Girls. So it's basically Tampa meets New York City, and we get the red sun in between. Brand new single out on Sub Pop. This is Merchandise with the Dum Dum Girls, Red Sun, on Pump Up the Volume.
Into the unknown wild.
There's a lot of alliteration when Carson Cox of Merchandise teams up with Dee Dee Dum Dum of the Dum Dum Girls. That's their new collab single, Red Sun, out on Sub Pop. This is episode 186 of Pump Up the Volume. We're calling it Highly Emotional. I'm James Evan Pilato, your host, webmaster, DJ, and so much more from MediaMonarchy.com. You know, we've been around since 2005, and we've been giving you independent, non-commercial, alternative media. And Pump Up the Volume is very much a part of the MediaMonarchy.com kingdom, though I don't usually mention it all that much. For fans of this episode, you know, we make news episodes, food, interviews, all kinds of things that we do on MediaMonarchy.com, and we've been asking for your support. MediaMonarchy.com/support. Let's keep music going, though. Eleanor Friedberger took time off from writing and recording her new record to be in a movie, and Brooklyn Vegan has the lowdown on Sarah Megenheimer's film False Alphabets, in which Eleanor Friedberger of Fiery Furnaces plays a DJ. So there was a great video actually for this new single, False Alphabet City, from Eleanor Friedberger on Pump Up the Volume.
Everyone's searching for their own letter in the False Alphabet City. Everyone's searching for their own letter in the False Alphabet City. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I've got tons of letters. But I always need. Yours. From the city so nice they named it twice. In the city so nice they named it twice. There are so many words.
With her latest single, False Alphabet City, out on French Kiss. She is not on Merge anymore, which seems to be the growing trend, if I might mention. I don't know if there's a title for her forthcoming record, but I believe there's another single floating out there as well, and I think a lot of the record is based on some of the things she took from that aforementioned film, Sarah Meggenheimer's False Alphabets. And we've heard Eleanor twice before on Pump Up the Volume, first on episode 62, then she had the Stare at the Sun title track for episode 72, which was one of the best songs of the year. This is episode 186 of Pump Up the Volume. We're calling it Highly Emotional, and we've got highly awesome music still to come. Let's continue with Toronto Shoegazers Beliefs. They're back with a brand new crazy epic, you know, Sonic Youth kind of worship. Let's get the title track, Leaper, from Beliefs on Pump Up the Volume.
We'll be right back.
with the title track from the brand new record Leaper. It's out on Hand Drawn Dracula Records. Did I warn you that was going to be a 6-minute rock epic? That's almost going to do it. We've got one last song here on Pump Up the Volume episode 186. Highly emotional, and it is our highly emotional title track. And it's by Seattleite / Brooklynite Benjamin Verdose. All the bands he's been in have made appearances in the past on Pump Up the Volume, like Iska Doth and some of his other productions and things. And you can follow the show notes and link back through on the MediaMonarchy.com archives. His new EP, The One and the Other, is out on Brick Lane. Let's listen to Highly Emotional, and listen closely. You can hear the cityscape in the background. Highly Emotional from Benjamin Verdose on Pump Up the Volume.
Late night on the sidewalk, inside, you got emotional with me. When you look that way, at another moment, you should be ashamed. You get highly emotional with me. Thank you.
Benjamin Verdoz with our title track, Highly Emotional, from his latest EP, The One and the Other. Wrapping up episode 186 of Pump Up the Volume with a local artist, as we always do, from the Pacific Northwest. Do not miss the Spotify playlist. It includes all the things we don't cram into these now shorter episodes. The way this goes is I track all kinds of radio stations and podcasts and all those things and source those songs, and they go out on the Twitter feed every day all the time, and we take those songs and we whittle them down to the five best ones that we want to share with you. Then the other several that don't make the cut I include on a Spotify playlist this week. It's awesome and could be its own standalone episode. Latest music from Martin Sexton, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Adir LC, the Chapin Sisters, new music from Lissy and M. Ward, and 8 Days of Hanukkah from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. We even put together a YouTube playlist where we include the 5 songs we play for you here. All those ways we spread the love of music and the songs of the day, soundtracks, and the music nonstop, and all the noise news you need to know about are on the tweets at Pump Up the THA Volume. This week's album of the week, Harmar Superstar collab, Lizzo. She drops her debut record, Big Girl, Small World. Nardwar, recovering from a stroke. Hopefully he will be well. Hopefully pharma villain Martin Shkreli won't be well. It's been exposed he bought the secret Wu-Tang Clan album for $5 million. Saul Williams drops a new song, The Noise Came From Here, ahead of his Martyr Loser King record. Pre-orders actually are going on now. Saul Williams, of course, always doing awesome work. The Boths, Amy Mann and Ted Leo, they drop a Christmas single, You're a Gift. And The Weeknd and Lana Del Rey perform Prisoner live together for the first time. Tame Impala play Let It Happen in front of a mirror geodesic dome. And the 58th Grammy nominations are out. The show's on February 15th, 2016. And a couple of the highlights just glancing over. Courtney Barnett picked up a Best New Artist nomination. And Caribou picked up Best Dance Electronic Album nomination. And it's always fun just to look at the full list so you can look at best album packaging and liner notes and all that kind of nerdy stuff. And that's what I like to share for you here on Pump Up the Volume, the music arm of the MediaMonarchy.com kingdom. Again, we are asking for your support, MediaMonarchy.com/support. We've got PayPal, Patreon, Bitcoin, P.O. Box, you name it, any way that you can help support independent alternative media that's been coming at you since 2005. This has been episode 186 of Pump Up the Volume, Highly Emotional. My name's James Evan Pilato, your host, webmaster, DJ, and so much more from Pump Up the Volume and MediaMonarchy.com. Telling you, as always, don't hate the media, become the media. Take care.
This is a song.